Okay, I'm a little reluctant to do stories about bananas causing controversy, but I couldn't resist when I read this line. Here's the story of the biggest mistake I ever made with a banana. That sentence was written by Matt Pierce of the Los Angeles Times. He was on assignment for the paper in Minneapolis, working on a story about three young Somali Americans charged with trying to join the Islamic State. So he set out to find out more about the Somali community in Minneapolis.
The very first stop, as I was sort of trying to dip my toe into the pool, so to speak, was at a family restaurant right in the heart of Cedar Riverside in Minneapolis, which is the heart of the Somali immigrant community there. Minneapolis has a very large Somali immigrant community, and that's where my banana crisis happened.
Yeah, so what happened?
So I ordered a plate of basmati rice and lamb. And when the guy brought it out, he also came and brought out a banana and set it on the table alongside the plate. And, you know, I'm kind of looking at this, and I've never had Somali food before. I hadn't Googled it before I came because I just stopped by. And, you know, I'm not a food critic. I'm not very good with food, honestly. I don't cook much. And honestly, I thought a banana was self-explanatory, which was my gravest mistake. So I tweet out this photo of the plate, of the meal. And I kind of add in another tweet, somebody asked me what the food was. And I was like, oh, yeah, and the banana was brought as an appetizer. And that was my guess. And Somali Twitter went nuts. I mean, this thing, like my tweets got retweeted hundreds of times. I got tweeted at hundreds of times.
How fast was the reaction online?
It started building up over a couple of days. There was kind of a quick instant response from I think a few Somalis who have followed me on Twitter, but slowly it started to pick up mass. And so about a day later, things really started to get moving. And I was just getting tweets from Somalis from all over the world, not just Minnesota, but also Toronto, London, elsewhere. And it was basically the Somali diaspora.
What were the key hashtags, like Somalia and banana?
Yeah, well, pretty much. I mean, the people are tweeting at me that they're like, oh, they're hungry, or like, oh, you know, I'm missing my mom's cooking. And they're like, you need to eat the banana. I actually had somebody tweet at me. It's like, this is triggering. You need to eat the banana, white boy.
that was the quote.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was interesting, you know, because it was clearly I had committed a faux pas. I had misunderstood what the banana was for in the meal. And the banana, it turns out, is a staple of Somali cuisine. You can eat it with pretty much everything, with rice, with pasta. You're supposed to slice it up and eat it with the rice. So it's something that you actually unpeel, you know, as you start the meal and slice it up. Then you just take bites with banana and rice. But there's this other component to the story that, you know, this wasn't just about food, but it was also about the nature of Somali culture itself and the way that young Somalis and the older Somalis too preserve their culture through food because they've been scattered all around the world because of the civil war there.
Did you find out how and why bananas became part of Somali dining?
I did not. A lot of this I get through tweets. You know, someone tweeted to me that it's actually a little bit more of a staple of Somali cuisine in the south rather than the north. But the thing that I sort of heard over and over again was because I was hearing from younger people that their relationship with the food wasn't really historical. It was more about their families. You know, it's about the way that their mother prepared the food or how, you know, if they were a refugee, how their mother had used food or their parents had used food to preserve Somali culture inside of the home.
So, Matt, do you have plans now to eat Somali rice the right way with the banana sliced into it?
Yeah, you know, we've got a Somali restaurant. I was just reading about it in Inglewood here in L.A., and I think I'm probably going to go pretty soon so I can actually taste what it's like because I'm told that when you eat the banana properly with the rice, it's heaven on earth.
Matt Pierce is a reporter with the L.A. Times telling us how he discovered that sliced bananas ain't just for breakfast cereal. Just ask a Somali. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
This is The World.